Radio play for this week's favorite is a dramatization based on a story entitled The Fatal Woman of Paris Dies in Rags, which will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. A party is in progress. All the interesting people of Paris are here. Everybody who is anybody can be found at Charmian Boucle's party. But she's the hardest person to find herself, for she constantly is circulating from one admiring guest to another. We want you to meet her. She's the toast of Paris. Now let's see, where can she be in all this crowd? Oh, there she is, talking to Antoine Debut, the sculptor. Come, let's go over to her.
Do you really think so, Antoine?
I do, my dear Charmian, I do indeed. Who was it first discovered that the measurements of your superb figure were even better than the Venus de Milo?
You, Antoine.
And who introduced you to the bohemian life of the Latin Quarter so that before long you became the rage of Paris that you are today?
You, Antoine.
So I think you should reward me by marrying me.
Dear Antoine, perhaps you are right.
Ah, then you will marry me, Charmian?
Ah, wait. I was about to say, perhaps you are right about receiving a reward. Very well. I will reward you with my everlasting gratitude and friendship.
Charmian, is there no hope for me?
I can answer your question in a word, Antoine. No.
Charles, when did you get here?
Just now, or rather a few minutes ago. It takes quite a while to locate you, Charmian, when one wishes to pay one's respects.
I don't know just how you mean that.
Well, there's only one meaning. A compliment to a most popular hostess.
Ah, it is too bad that there is no longer a court in France. You would be the favorite with the ladies, Charles.
There's but one lady whose favorite I wish to be. Come, Charmian, let's have this dance together, and I'll tell you who she is.
Excuse me, Antoine, but Charles has piqued my curiosity.
How beautifully you dance, Charmian.
And who is this most fortunate lady, Charles? The one whose favorite you wish to be?
You are, Charmian. You are that woman.
Charles.
Oh, I know I'm not as wealthy as Antoine de Boulle, but I am a better painter than he is a chiseler of marble. I'll become famous for you, Charmian. I'll make you proud to be the wife of Charles Duchesne.
Why, Charles, you are my favorite...
Charmian.
My favorite handsome young man. You must not think of me seriously, Charles. I am a woman of faith. Already one man has died because of me.
Excuse me, monsieur. Mademoiselle Charmian will have the rest of the dance with you.
Gorgio, how nice of you to come to the party. Oh, Gorgio, you know Charles Duchesne.
I have had the honor.
Yes, I have met his highness.
You will forgive me, Charles. We will finish our dance a bit later. I promise Gorgio I will dance with him the moment he arrives.
Oh, but certainly, Charmian.
Yes.
So, Charles, the ladies' man, has to retire in favor of royalty, eh? I saw the Balkan prince take Charmian away from you.
Oh, there was nothing else to do but to accede to Charmian's wish, Antoine. I hope you also saw how gracefully I retired. There was no sulking like a schoolboy, the way you did when I took her away from you.
Charmian was forced to accept your invitation to dance, from politeness. But I could read the expression in her eyes, which showed how bored she was.
Bored? It was probably relief at getting away from you, Antoine. Why, only a moment ago, she confessed that I am her favorite.
You? That's impossible. I am Charmian's favorite.
You lie.
No man can call me a liar to my face.
Monsieur de Boulle, I presume you know what this calls for.
Yes. Satisfaction, and you shall have it whenever and wherever you choose.
Very well. At daybreak, by the fountain in the park. Well, it's daybreak, Your Highness, and there's no sign of my challenger.
No, Monsieur Duchesne. There is no sign of him yet.
And there probably won't be. He never had any intention of meeting me here this morning. Prince Gorgio, it was most gracious of you to fill my second place.
I was delighted, monsieur, for an opportunity to witness a French affair of honor.
Well, here comes a car now. You may have a chance to see it yet.
Ah. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
My principal is at your service. Are those the swords?
Yes.
Very well.
Highness, inform my opponents that if after a reasonable time we are both alive, I suggest we use pistols.
Very well, my friend.
My principal agrees to that.
Choose a weapon. Now, monsieur, en garde. Commencez. Guard disarms Monsieur de Boule. Monsieur Duchesne, will you allow him to stick his sword up?
Your Highness, I think the matter will be settled more speedily with pistols.
Monsieur de Boule, I should be delighted.
My principal agrees, Your Highness.
Good. Both principals will stand back to back. On command, they will walk 10 paces apart and stop. On the count of three, they will wheel and fire. Is it agreed?
We agree, Your Highness. May I examine the pistols?
But certainly.
The other one, please.
Of course.
Quite satisfactory.
Monsieur, choose your weapon. Now, stand back to back. Let us face the distance.
En avant.
10 paces, Charles.
One.
Highness.
Two.
Permit me to thank
three,
you for your kindness this morning.
Four.
I.
Five.
I may not have another
six,
opportunity.
You think you are
seven,
the one to die? Come, come,
Mr.
Duchesne. Just your imagination playing a trick on you.
Highness, I have a feeling that I shall never leave this place alive.
Here we are. Use your imagination, I tell you. Good luck.
All ready?
Ready.
All right. One. Two. Three.
Monsieur Duchesne. You have been avenged.
Antoine de Boule has fallen as proof that I am Charmian's favorite. Highness, here comes the car. The police, let us go quickly.
Please, it is no use running away. The car is too near.
Why, it's Charmian.
Stop, you mustn't do this thing. Charles, Antoine, you must not do it. One of you will be killed.
You are too late, Charmian.
What? Antoine is...
Monsieur de Boule is dead.
Oh.
Look. His bared head, his friends are carrying him from the field of honor.
Oh, Antoine, my best friend. And you, Charles, you conceited little fool. You have killed
Charmian,
him.
Charmian, I've only defended my honor as your favorite.
Favorite, boy. What have you ever done for me that I should show you any consideration? And now you have killed a man who brought me fame. Get out of my sight. Get out.
Charmian, you can't mean what you're saying. If you do, I shall kill myself.
Go and kill yourself if you want to. I don't care. I never want to see you again. Gorgio, take me home.
But certainly, Samuel. Monsieur Duchesne, I bid you good morning.
And I bid you and the world goodbye.
Gorgio, Charles has killed himself.
Yes. Don't look back, Samuel. Come, we must not be found here by the police.
Gorgio, I should die without it. Music, gaiety, champagne.
And love.
Love, yes. Money is to be spent. Jewels are to be worn. Women are to be loved.
And no one could love any woman as much as I love you.
Oh, Gorgio, I am afraid to hear you say you love me. Three men have died for love of me. And I didn't want them to. Not even that poor fool Charles. I know I told him to kill himself, but I was upset. I said the first things that came into my mind.
Forget all that hideous nightmare, my dearest. Think only of how much I love you.
You do love me, Gorgio.
Passionately.
And I love you madly. Gorgio, all my life, men have loved me. But now for the first time, I find that I myself am in love.
And I am your favorite.
Yes. You are my favorite, Gorgio, my real favorite.
I wish I could be sure of that, Charmian.
How can I prove it to you, Gorgio?
There is a way.
Tell me. Test me, Gorgio.
If you really and truly love me, you will help me out of a financial difficulty.
Of course. How much money do you want me to give you?
Oh, I don't want you to give me a sou.
But I don't understand. Then how can I help you out of financial difficulty?
It is a very simple matter, my dearie. I am getting the money, but I must have someone to endorse my note.
But will they accept me as your endorser?
But of course. Haven't you fame, money, jewels, this beautiful house? What more could anyone ask for?
If you are sure I can help, I will sign this note for you. Where is it?
Here it is. Just sign there. Use my fountain pen.
Charmian Beauclerc. There. It's all taken care of. Now you have no more financial difficulties.
No, my dearest Charmion. Mm. Now I have no more financial difficulties.
One moment. Yes, what is it?
Charmion Bookley?
I am Charmion Bookley.
This is the right place. Come on.
Who are you? What are you men doing here?
Madam, we are marshals from the civil court. We have orders to confiscate your personal property to satisfy a judgment.
What?
Start in this room. Pile everything up in the center.
But I haven't been sued. I don't owe anybody.
You do now. Prince Gorgio of the Balkans defaulted on payments on his note.
What?
And as the endorser, the claims fall back on you. I'm sorry, but that's the way things are.
Oh, there must be some mistake. I shall phone Gorgio. He'll tell you there's been a mistake. Hello? Hello. Give me Elise, 2231. Oh, you have no right to come in here like this. Hello? I should like to speak to Prince Gorgio. Checked out? When? Oh, I see.
Nobody there, eh? That's too bad, madam. It looks like you've been taken in by a clever swindler. Well, this stuff must be auctioned off to meet the claim.
Auctioned off? Oh, no, no. Oh, no, this is a terrible disgrace. What will become of me? Hungry, Fifi? Well, so am I. I've been hungry for days. But there's nothing to eat in this wretched room, in the garret, Fifi. And now I haven't strength enough to beg chestnuts from the peddlers down there on the street. You would not think to look at this wasted, shriveled body of mine, but I was once the favorite model for famous sculptors, would you? But I was, Fifi. I was. Now, I'm not wanted anymore, Fifi. Not wanted anymore. And that's the bitterest fate that can befall a woman. Listen, Fifi. Music. Gaiety. That's the life. Let's open the window, Fifi, and listen. Hear that, Fifi? The theaters are out. Look, the cafes are crowded with beautiful women and handsome men. Once I was down there in the midst of it. I was queen of all that. And now, once I said, without music and gaiety and champagne, I die. Well, I am without them. So there's nothing left for me but to keep my word. Goodbye, Fifi.
The radio play to which you have just listened was adapted from a story entitled The Fatal Woman of Paris Dies in Rags. This story will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer. Thank you.
Thank you.